I'm going to close by telling you an amazing story. This happened last June when I heard about it from ABC News. About a man named Dan Cummings. That's his picture there. Dan had a son named Daniel, a senior graduating in the spring of 2003 in Florida. Daniel was always a good boy, but his final semester, Daniel began to act strange. Slept all the time, seemed lethargic. One night, Daniel went out and didn't come home. Dan got a call from the police. Daniel was in jail. He had stolen a gun and sold it to a drug dealer. Dan found out that 6 weeks earlier, Daniel had tried cocaine. And in just 6 weeks, his son was completely addicted. Well, he went to court, and Dan heard the judge send his son to prison for 10 years. No parole. Because Florida has a law. You sell guns to drug dealers, you do time. The judge scolded Daniel and said he could use that gun to kill people. Now, Dan Cummings owned a bait and tackle shop. He wasn't a wealthy man. He took the $50,000 he had that he could put together, and for 1 year, he paid lawyers to try to get his boy out of prison. And every time, the appeals court turned him down. The judge said he sold a gun to a drug dealer. The law is the law. So Dan Cummings had a rather unique idea. What if I get the gun back? Didn't tell the police. He entered in a clandestine way into the drug culture, impersonating a user. He began to find out where to buy cocaine. Had several very scary escapes where he narrowly got out with his life. And he finally found the dealer that his boy sold the gun to. And he begged the man to let him buy the gun. And he did. So last February, in mitigation court, there was Daniel, there was the judge, and there was Dan. And Dan walked up and gave the judge the gun and said, "There, that drug dealer can't kill anybody with that gun anymore. Please have mercy on my son." People that were there said the stenographer was typing with one hand and wiping his eyes with the other. And everybody watched. And the judge began to get misty-eyed. He decided to commute Daniel's sentence for time served and spend the rest on probation. And Dan asked if he could go hug his boy, but before the judge said yes, he had already gone across the courtroom and started holding him. And Daniel's home now. He's been home since February. He's been drug free. And he goes now to teenage boys to teach them the dangers of using cocaine. He's experienced profound life change. That's what happens when you find out how much your father loves you. That's what some of you need to find out. God loves you so much. He went to a cross so you would not have to stay where you are.